Arizona's had an interesting relationship with health care programs for low-income residents over the past several years. There was the high-profile fight to restore Medicaid coverage for a population voters had agreed to cover years before. There was the freezing and then the unfreezing of Kids Care, Arizona's children's health insurance program. Now, researchers at the University of Arizona want to look into the impact of all of that on how patients use health care and how much money is spent on it. Patrick Whiteman is one of those researchers. He's director of health analytics with the University of Arizona Center for Population Science and Discovery. And Patrick, what exactly are you trying to find out here?
We are interested in the, very broadly, the impact of having health insurance and losing health insurance, and how people respond in terms of their utilization of health care and their expenditures on health care. And Arizona represents a fairly unique opportunity to look at these questions because of a couple policy changes to the Medicaid program that happened in association or around the time of the Great Recession. In fact, these were caused by the Great Recession. So with the Great Recession and the drop in state revenues, the state essentially froze enrollment in these programs.
Is it possible to sort of extrapolate out from what you see happening among Medicaid patients or uninsured patients to the healthcare system as a whole?
To some degree, yes. So the issue there is going to be in Medicaid populations, they're lower income, and so they're not going to be similar in a lot of respects to commercially insured or even the Medicare populations. So there's going to be some limitations in terms of extrapolating more generally. But, you know, when people lose their health insurance, regardless of what type of insurance they may have lost, there's a limited number of options that they can rely on to meet their health care needs. So in that sense, we think there will be some generalizability.
So once you figure out how Medicaid recipients and to some extent how uninsured patients are using the healthcare system and how much money is being spent on that, what do you do with that information? What does that tell you?
So one of the things that we're interested in and we think is potentially of value is especially in terms of expenditures. And healthcare is an area that really kind of exemplifies, you know, the old saying, a stitch in time saves nine, in terms of preventative care, being able to stay on top of potentially expensive healthcare conditions like diabetes, being able to manage these types of conditions instead of reacting to bad episodes can have some significant impact on, you know, individuals' functioning, their ability to stay employed, take care of their family, things like this. This type of behavior, the ability to stay on top of or manage, not have to react to health catastrophes, in turn has significant impacts on expenditures. Health insurance, in particular after the ACA, which mandated the coverage of a lot of preventative services, allows people to stay on top of whatever type of bad health conditions they may have. Conversely, the loss of that insurance means that you're switching, you're being more reactive. What we're interested in is how do those costs compare?
Is there a debate that having insurance and being able to see the doctor and get preventative care is less expensive than having to go to the ER when something gets really, really bad?
It's not necessarily a settled question, and it really depends on your perspective, because not everyone who doesn't engage in proactive preventative care is going to be subject to a health catastrophe. Whereas preventative care is something of a known quantity, those catastrophic health events are much more uncertain.
It almost sounds like you're looking at sort of the fundamental question of insurance, right? Like, is the cost of buying car insurance worth it for the unlikely, hopefully, event where you get into an accident and need it?
That's absolutely right.
Do you hope to ultimately be able to pass along this data or even recommendations to policymakers?
Definitely. You know, we very much hope that whatever findings we're able to generate will be useful to to access as a program, but also to the state, to state policymakers. There's a lot of decisions coming up about how states are going to deal with their Medicaid programs going forward under the new administration, and we hope that whatever we're able to find can help inform those discussions.
Patrick Whiteman is Director of Health Analytics at the U of A Health Sciences Center for Population Science and Discovery. Patrick, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time and interest. Really appreciate it.